Next, we continue our series on people reinventing themselves through their work. And today we meet a woman who has traded in her office cubicle for a patrol car. Here's NPR senior correspondent Quetzal Levine.
Turning points, whether in one's life or career, are often unwanted. Consider the incident that changed Casey Amato's life.
It was a relationship thing that was just very, very bad. You know, it ended up financially ruining me. It kind of set me back for a few years. Police actually got involved. I had a shotgun pulled on me, and I realized I was a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Her sense of herself transformed, Casey Amato decided she was ready to pursue an abiding interest, police work. So she joined her local volunteer force and went on to become the first female sergeant in the history of the Dearborn, Michigan Police Reserves.
Everybody always says this, you know, when you ask, why do you want to become a police officer? And everybody says, I just want to help people. You know, I really do. I want to be able to go home at night and, see, I'm starting to get emotional, and have a feeling that I actually contributed to something in some small way to somebody's life.
Through her 5 years as a volunteer, Casey Amato kept her day job designing wiring diagrams for automotive magazines, the most recent variation in her 20-year publishing career. Now 41, having successfully tested the waters, she was ready to reinvent herself as a professional cop. But Michigan requires its police to have college degrees. She didn't have one. She'd have to go out of state for a job. Not a big deal in the scheme of things, but Casey Amato was a single mother, and her teenage son, soon to be a senior in high school, did not want to go.
It was his decision to stay with his dad, and I knew that's what he was going to do. You know, I mean, we talked about it as a family because it was such a huge move, and people's lives were going to change.
And one of them was none too thrilled with his mom's new career.
I didn't really like it at first because I was kind of scared for her because it's a dangerous job. I was like, no, you can't be a police officer. You're going to get, like, shot.
Dominic Amato was assured by his mother she would not work in areas of high crime. After a brief job search, she found a job 600 miles away in a Kansas City suburb. Casey Amato left this past April with the blessings of her parents, her ex-husband, and her son.
When I dropped him off at his dad's the last time, it was, I was a mess.
She dropped me off around noon, and my dad was still at work, so I was home by myself until 6 o'clock. I tried calling my friends, seeing if they could come over, because I knew that they'd help, but none of them were home. The dog went with my mom. We ended up getting fish that day, because I told my dad, like, I need a pet, and he's like, all right, let's go get fish.
Dominic regained his equilibrium pretty quickly after his mom moved away. A driver's license worked wonders. She, however, was quickly immersed in a Herculean trial, 15 weeks of police academy training, running, shooting, and fighting, with classmates nearer her son's age than her own.
Almost every week, I said to myself, what the hell are you doing? What are you thinking? How can you actually, I mean, what made you think you could do this at 41 years old? Am I crazy?
And now it's time for me to present to you the 76th Police Academy class.
Late last month, Casey Amato graduated as an officer in the Overland Park Police Department. She's now patrolling its suburban streets and making around $40,000 a year. Despite how she soft-pedaled her job's risks to her son, Officer Amato is no Pollyanna. She expects to be stepping into situations that once might have made her run.
Just hearing the stories from the other cops that would come in and talk to us, and, you know, some of them had been shot. I guess I'm scared, you know. I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. But I'm confident in my abilities, too.
When asked how we might recognize her, Casey Amato answered, I'm the blonde with the ponytail. Badge number 895. Quetzal Levine, NPR News.
You can find a picture of Officer Amato and hear other stories in our Take Two series by visiting NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
I'm Renee Montaigne.